And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. A massive industrial fire drew firefighters from across mid-Michigan Thursday evening after flames erupted at the Pallets and Moore Recycling and Pallet Processing Facility on Shaw Road in Imlay City. Emergency crews were dispatched shortly before 5 p.m. and arrived to find heavy fire conditions at the business, which handles recycled pallets, cardboard, and plastic materials. More than 20 fire departments joined the response as firefighters worked alongside the Michigan State Police to contain the blaze. The large volume of combustible pallet materials fueled intense fire activity, sending thick smoke high above the area and drawing attention from residents throughout Lapeer County. Mutual aid resources were called in from numerous surrounding communities as crews battled the fire through the evening. As of late Thursday night, no injuries had been reported, and authorities had not released information on the cause of the fire, although the incident does remain under investigation. Pallets and Moore operates as a recycling and collection center for pallets, plastics, and cardboard products in Imlay City. The facility's inventory of wind pallets and other recyclable materials can present significant firefighting challenges due to the speed at which such materials can burn and the large amount of heat that they generate. Fire officials continued suppression operations into the night, with crews expected to remain on scene monitoring hotspots and assessing damage. Additional updates are anticipated once investigators can safely access the site and determine the origin of the fire. And the Bad Axe City Council has approved key financial measures as it prepares for the upcoming fiscal year. During its regular meeting Monday evening, the council held a public hearing on the proposed 2026-2027 city budget. Before unanimously approving a budget amendment for the current fiscal year, council members also authorized the city's annual workers' compensation coverage through the Michigan Municipal League and renewed the city's liability and property insurance coverage. The council approved nearly $180,000 in municipal payments covering expenses through late May. Discussion also focused on traffic safety concerns along Beach and South Silver Streets. City officials agreed to add 25-mile-per-hour speed limit signs in the area, while police are considering relocating a digital speed display sign to help slow traffic near neighborhoods where children frequently cross the roadway. Council members praised city staff for their work on the budget and recognized volunteers and workers involved in improvements at the city's toddler park and recent street projects. The meeting concluded after brief updates on county government matters and community events, including an upcoming senior fair scheduled at Harvest Church. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes, and I've been coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.